An excerpt from Empress Teresa. This is after she meets this is so weird. But this is what we're in for, guys. This is what we're in for. This isn't that far. This is like this is like page 49.
Oh no. That's so soon.
He glanced at my legs. My hemline was practically up to my hips when I sat down. Nothing excited boys more than a shirt skirt.
A shirt skirt?
I think short skirt.
A shirt skirt is what I think of, I guess, when I think of that, is like a shirt that's long enough to be a dress. Shirt skirt.
I think he meant short skirt.
Oh.
Bikinis didn't do much. You're quiet, Steve. Something on your mind? Yeah, I'm trying not to think about what I might see. I'm wearing a thong. You won't see anything but my hip. And a nice hip it is, I'm sure. I laughed. Frankness cleared the air. Will you stay with me a while, Steve? I want to. I smiled. I think we can find something interesting to talk about. I stood up and reached for a deck of DVDs high on my bookcase. The DVDs were of famous BBC production series Victoria. You ever watch this, Steve? No, you'll like it, I said while walking over to the first disc in the player. An 18-year-old girl becomes Queen of England and the British Empire. Everybody wants something from her. She survives 8 assassination attempts. You wonder how a teenage girl got through it. You wonder if you'd have the nerve to take on what she did. Ah, yes, because that's what gets you a guy.
Honestly, Teresa, fucking spoilers. Like,
you
want me to watch this show, but you're just gonna tell me the whole plot.
Because that's what's arousing.
Oh my god, she went through so much stuff. Oh, I'm so horny.
She blatantly admits to wearing a thong, and she's supposed to be a good Catholic girl.
Shame.
Make it make sense, Saya.
I can't.